the rolling blackouts. 27-year-old Victoria Muskaluk is buying fresh eggs at her weekly street market.
Unfortunately, you are getting used to it, and you need to handle somehow to, you know, to have your mental state on a normal level.
She says Ukrainians are hanging on and trying to live as they can. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
It was a busy week in the business world, too. Hollywood giants are emerging while investors look for more clues about how the economy is doing. As NPR's Maria Aspen reports, the Dow continues its climb.
Netflix is spending $72 billion to get even bigger. The streaming giant has agreed to buy Warner Brothers movie studios and HBO streaming service in a mega deal that could reshape the entertainment industry. The deal still needs regulatory approval, but the news sent Warner Brothers stock soaring on Friday, as the wider markets also rose. Wall Street also spent the week parsing inflation and jobs data before the Federal Reserve meets next week. The economic outlook is getting cloudier. Consumer prices ticked up in September, according to a delayed government report, while private employers cut tens of thousands of jobs last month. Investors are widely expecting the Fed to lower interest rates again next week. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
A federal vaccine advisory committee has voted to end a long-standing recommendation that all U.S. babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. Now a CDC panel is recommending the birth dose only for babies whose mothers test positive. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The draw for the World Cup soccer tournament took place yesterday, and as Greg Eklund reports, Kansas City now has a better idea which countries will be playing at Arrowhead Stadium.
The big news is that Argentina might play in Kansas City. That means Lionel Messi, one of soccer's all-time greatest, may make a return to Arrowhead Stadium. Former U.S. team member Jimmy Conrad says if a team is playing in Kansas City, it enhances the chances of a team like Argentina training in the Kansas City area.
Once the schedule gets announced, if Argentina does have two games in Kansas City, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Leo Messi getting some barbecue here in between games, because this is where their home base is going to be.
The schedule will be announced this weekend. I'm Greg Eklund.
Team USA will play Paraguay in Los Angeles. Kansas State University introduced Colin Klein as its new head football coach yesterday. WIBW reports that Klein and his family arrived in Manhattan yesterday morning. He was welcomed by a crowd of fans and university officials at the Morgan Family Arena yesterday afternoon. Klein replaces K-State coach Chris Kleiman, who announced his retirement Wednesday. Klein is expected to attend today's men's basketball game against Seton Hall before returning to Texas A&M. In the NCAA women's volleyball tournament, Kansas State Wildcats held off a fifth-set challenge by San Diego to win their first-round match 3-2. Third-year Wildcats coach Jason Mansfield said the team experience was a big factor in last night's win.
I think it says a lot about their composure, and we got a veteran group out there of a bunch of juniors and seniors that have played together, you know, for a while, and I think their poise at the end there and making a couple plays to win the match was pretty special.
Next up for the Wildcats in Lincoln, Nebraska is a match at 7 o'clock tonight against the host team, top-ranked and undefeated Nebraska. Meanwhile, the Kansas Jayhawks advanced to the Sweet 16 after their 3-1 win over the Miami Hurricanes last night. KU will play the winner of tonight's match between K-State and the Huskers on a date to be determined later. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area right now. Highs today in the mid-40s. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, it's college football championship weekend, and many fans have rituals and superstitions to make sure their team wins. We'll have that story coming up at 9:44 here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
Speaking of Christmas, a lot of you seem to be in the holiday spirit. Join us for Classics by Request with Destiny this afternoon. She had a lot of Christmas-themed requests, specifically in the style of Corelli and Torelli. We'll hear their elegant Christmas concerts as well as a toy march. Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2, it's NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 1 o'clock. We've got mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area this morning. Highs today in the mid-40s. Winds from the south with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence, 30 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive.
This is NPR News.
Covering the military is Tom Bowman's job, but when the Defense Department asked him to sign a pledge that would restrict his journalism, he turned in the press pass he's had for nearly 30 years. That hasn't stopped him, though.
You're going to try to do that to us? We're going to find a way to get the information for the American people, period.
How NPR's Pentagon correspondent still reports, even after being barred from the building, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, now enrolling for winter and spring classes in dance, theater, and visual arts. More information is available at lawrencearthcenter.org.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, including a conversation with singer-songwriter Tobias Gesso Jr. about Shine. It's his first new album in 10 years. We'll hear that conversation coming up at 9:51 on Kansas Public Radio. And then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz, coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Holiday Farmers Market, featuring over 50 local vendors and holiday activities. Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this cloudy Saturday morning. We're expecting highs today in the mid-40s. It's cloudy and 32 in Atchison, hazy in Chanute at 37 degrees, 35 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Subaru, the Subaru Share the Love event runs through January 2nd. By year's end, Subaru and its retailers will have donated more than $350 million to charity. Subaru, more than a car company. And from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Since 1946, AU has supported the First Amendment right of freedom of religion. More at au.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz. Stay tuned for Dancing with the Stars. Andy Richters joins us to play Not My Job. That's just ahead here on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrenShelter.org.
We've got mostly cloudy skies, highs today in the mid-40s. It's 34 in Lawrence, 34 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slade.
And I'm Peter Sagal. Just in time for the holidays, our government has a solution to all our travel delays. The good news, your flight will leave on time. The bad news, you'll miss it because you were still getting dressed. We'll ask why we should dress for the trip we want. Plus, Andy Richter joins us to talk about his recent triumph on Dancing with the Stars. And Alzo Slade, filling in for Bill Curtis, reveals he was finally allowed to use Bill's special microphone.
It's like an Instagram filter for your voice.
We'll ask what's really going to make us sound better right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump's new national security strategy is critical of Europe in several ways. One of them,
this holiday season, by digitizing videos and photos, then storing them in the cloud so they can be gifted for generations to come. LegacyBox.com.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area right now. Highs today in the mid-40s. Winds from the south with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's 34 degrees in Lawrence, 36 in Overland Park.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
On KPR now relies almost entirely on listener support, and this is your last chance this year to double your impact. Join now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Your support keeps this cherished music alive.
A big thank you. Thanks, Jeff. And a big thank you to everyone who made a pledge during KPR's Silent Winter Drive this week. Your support makes programs like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me possible. Thanks again for your support. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR also comes from Wichita State University, announcing President Rick Mumma's book, Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, which spans the transformation from audacious vision to current reality. More information at wichita.edu/book. We've got mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area right now. Highs today in the mid-40s. Winds from the south with gusts up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. It's 35 degrees in Lawrence, 39 in Emporia, 37 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support from NPR comes from NPR stations and...
Bit now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation.
Thanks, Cordelia, and thank you to everyone who made a pledge this past week during KPR's Quiet Winter Drive. We appreciate your support all year long and into 2026. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies this morning. We're looking for highs in the mid-40s. It's 34 in Lawrence, 35 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Hey.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership at topekazoo.org. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's NPR News followed by the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. The time is 11 o'clock.
But then in March of 2020, ptrroadmap.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker. Available to watch on demand on the PBS app or Kansas City PBS YouTube. And from Nuvant House of Lawrence, two houses on one campus designed for individuals living with Alzheimer's and dementia and those requiring advanced physical care. Nuvant House of Lawrence is online at nuvanthouse.com. We've got mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area right now. Highs today in the mid-40s. It's 36 in Atchison. This is KPR.
You're listening to the Moth Radio app.
Public Radio Exchange, prx.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Eldridge Hotel, inviting all to downtown Lawrence for a holiday breakfast brunch today until 2 p.m. Reservations and walk-ins accepted. Information at eldridgehotel.com. Because you care, donate to KPR today for unbiased, in-depth news, inspiration, laughs, thoughtful conversations, and a more informed life. Make your donation today at support.kansaspublicradio. Raise your hand, stand up, count yourself in, and make a difference today. This is KPR.
You're listening.
More about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and to learn all about The Moth, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. and from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This American Life. When history comes knocking, you better be ready. That's just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Then an hour from now, stay with us for Classics by Request with Destiny. KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming next Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall. Join us for some Yuletide favorites and swinging Kansas City jazz by the KC Jazz Orchestra. Get your tickets right now before they sell out. Tickets are available at Liberty Hall or at Ticketmaster.com. Find out all the details at KansasPublicRadio.org, and we'll see you next Saturday night at Liberty Hall. Mostly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-40s. It's 38 degrees in Lawrence, 44 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Okay, so I want to tell you a story.